I like how you were in on the clap. I also ate so many black beans like 2 hours ago, and I was like, I'm not gonna fart, and I just let my first one go. So I do apologize. Hey guys,
I didn't smell it.
Welcome back to another episode of Only Fiends with me, your host, Karen Elizabeth Fian, and our guest today, hilarious comedian L. Orlando, is here.
Woohoo! Yay!
We nailed it.
I kind of smell it. Oh, God. Shit. Damn it.
Your place smells pretty fresh otherwise.
Does it?
I haven't smelled your fart yet, though.
I have this sudden urge to go grab my wood. You know that...
What?
L Woods.
Oh, L Woods.
Okay.
Yeah.
But my... You know what I'm talking about?
I like, smell it, too.
You smell it, right?
Yeah. Oh, like the thing, like the Santos?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go get that wood. Because if I let another one go, it might be bad.
Yeah, you guys might smell it through the camera.
You guys, well, I don't want to like poison you. Maybe we should open my window. I don't know.
I think it's okay. Let's just cross that bridge.
We'll cross that fart bridge when we get to it.
When we get to it.
I'm not a big farter. I'm not like Mark Norman out here farting in mics and stuff.
I don't. Yeah. I mean, I do at home all the time, but I've never like in public. Sometimes are you ever walking and you're like, no one's going to hear this.
Yeah.
And it's so loud.
You're
like, oh God.
Because if you try to stop it, then it becomes like the balloon that you're like going like this to. And then it's like a trumpet.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my God, I smell it. Oh God.
Wait, really? But I didn't fart.
I know,
but
I think
old one?
I think it's the first one. I think, but it like
I'm getting the wood.
Okay, get the wood. Get the wood.
Do your plugs. Wait, that's what I did on podcast.
You farted?
No, I made everybody do their plugs right away.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to be in Austin in June 22nd coming up. And then I'm headlining the Fallout Theater there. And then I think I'm going to be in Rochester. Never been there before. May 11th at, I forget what it's called, but it's the comedy club there. This is, I do this all the time. That's what he said.
I got this candle in Michigan. It's called Inner Harbor Mist.
Wait, let me see. That sounds like your farts.
Inner Harbor Mist.
Wow.
Smells good, no?
That smells amazing. Kind of reminds me of like Hollister at one point.
This will be better. I'm going to really let him rip though.
It's going to explode.
Why? Oh, because of the gas?
Yeah.
Oh, so
that's hilarious.
Do you guys get those like neighborhood updates? Like, I have a crew of like pretty active dog moms that are like active like in the neighborhood in general. So they're on all these like neighborhood watch apps and like this and that. And the other day they sent me a thing. It was like gas leak in Chipotle. And I was like, duh. Like, obviously, it's a bunch of fucking obese people ripping ass in there. Of course, there's a gas leak.
Wait, is that the Citizens app?
Yeah, but
you know you have to pay for that?
No way.
Dude, you have to pay for it. It's so insane. Because I tried to go on it recently because there was a guy with a steak knife on the subway.
Shut up.
I'm serious. I was so fucking scared.
He's like, looking for filet mignon.
I know. The first thing my brain thinks is like, oh, that's not supposed to be on here. Like,
no.
I was so
scared.
It was a teenager,
too. You're
too
pretty to ride the train. You gotta stop.
I'm not rich. I'm very poor. I'm very poor. Honestly, Ubers are like fucking $50.
I know.
What am I supposed to do?
I started doing like the yellow cab a little bit here and there.
Yeah, but they got expensive too.
They're comparable now.
They used to be cheap. You could get like a $10 cab. That doesn't exist anymore.
No. I'm thinking of moving because they're trying to jack my rent up here. $500 goddamn dollars a month, Gateway, you fucking psycho. That's a huge increase.
$500 a month?
More than I'm paying now.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
That's crazy.
And like, I've been like pretty like that. It'll be like, it was like $100 more. I was like, fine. Then like $100. And one year it didn't change at all. And I was like, I fucking felt like I won the lottery.
Yeah.
I was like, huh, free rent. Woohoo. And then, yeah, now they're trying. This is my third year here or fourth year here, and luckily I have a lawyer friend who's gonna help me like negotiate.
That's so crazy. What there's so many people that live here.
I know.
How much money do they need? Jesus Christ.
That's how I feel. And I see the other apartments that are like higher than mine, which should be more expensive because they have better views, and they're less money than I'm paying now, and certainly less what? Than they want me to pay. Yeah, I'm going to use that in my negotiations.
I think that's why some apartments are like more expensive, because I think some people like don't even pay rent. Like I know in my building, there are like at least two units that they definitely don't pay rent.
Because it's like rent controlled, or they've been there for?
I think, one of them is...
Immigrants.
No, it's my landlord's aunt and uncle.
Oh, okay. So his family just lives for free.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. So, and then they, I don't know, everyone's rent's a little different.
Yeah.
Based on, I think, looks.
Can I get a hot person discount on my rent?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's annoying. I'm going to try to negotiate, but then I'm on Street Easy every day and I'm like, I could move to 14th Street, have my own private terrace for $1,000 less than I'm paying now.
Oh my God, do it. Yeah.
Do that, right?
I mean, this is amazing, but I don't... A German guy lived over here for a little bit. Yeah, his uncle was the CFO of PayPal.
Shut the fuck up.
And that
he's loaded.
Loaded. And you know how like rich people will like just pretend like their stupid apartment is like, oh, this rusty old thing.
Yeah, this is gross.
Sorry, it's a mess.
Sorry, it's a mess.
It's like the most beautiful.
Ew.
Doesn't pay a thing. Mm. He got deported though.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Back to Germany?
Well, yeah, he couldn't stay because he didn't have like a visa,
work visa
or a working visa because he doesn't have a job.
He probably loved you. You're so Aryan race looking.
Oh, yeah.
She is perfect.
She is perfect. I would always do like not I thought they were funny, like Hitler jokes.
Yeah, they are.
And he got so mad offended. I'm like, if we can't do them to you, like who can we do them
exactly.
to?
Exactly.
Like you can't do that to Jewish Jim people. Norton. That's anti-Semitic.
Right. I totally agree with you. Man, anti-Semitism, fucking two things. Rich Voss calls me the other day and goes, because he was going shopping for Bonnie's birthday present. He's like, hey, Karen, you're shallow. What should I get Bonnie? I was like, when? And he was like getting her purses and stuff. And I was like, oh, what about a Louis? He's like, they're anti-Semitic. And I was like, since when? I guess they came out with a t-shirt that has like the LV, but it's the Palestinian flag colors.
Oh.
Nicole's going to pull it up. She's really good. And then I'm like, great. I have fucking $8,000 worth of anti-Semitism in my closet right now.
Come on.
I know.
I mean, everyone slips up.
Maybe they thought it was Christmas colors.
No, but yeah, maybe it's Kwanzaa. I mean, I don't.
She
don't
looks kind of like you, that model.
Honestly, dude, that's a Photoshop face of Bella Hadid.
Oh, it is. It is.
But
that's not the model. No. Wait, because what's Bella? What are they? Aren't they?
I think they're Palestinian.
Yeah, I think so too.
I mean, you're born. What can you do?
You can't help it. I mean, Mike Racine's fucking episode isn't exactly doing numbers right now. I'll tell you that much. But
we also got a hateful email from that episode.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Read it.
Should I?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Do you mind?
Yes, but trigger warning, it's calling you ignorant.
Cool.
Oh, one sec, I'll pull it up.
Not the I word.
Yeah. Me ignorant, but like I claim to be ignorant. Like I never said I was smart.
You know what I realized? That especially with all the and I don't like to use the word like woke, but like all the like beauty influencers or things on TikTok that like, if you start your page acting so politically correct and then something happens and then you have an opinion, you're going to get absolutely like destroyed on social media.
Right. Cause you were tiptoeing around everything at first. And now all of a sudden you're picking a side.
You can't do that. You gotta just like
stay neutral.
Off,
right.
Like really bad
or start off really bad.
You gotta start off being like, I don't give a fuck. Oh, okay.
Should I put my glasses on, Nicole?
Mike told me to tell you hi.
Racine?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. We're besties.
The subject line is Mike Racine episode. This guy, I'll just say his first name is Shlomi.
Okay.
He emailed this also from his business email.
Okay.
I won't dox him and say anything further.
What's his?
His telephone number.
Wow.
Hi, Karen. Really like your stand-up and podcast.
Oh, thank you.
That's nice.
Thank you, Shlomi.
Okay.
Shlomo? What is it?
Shlomo.
Shalom. However,
no. Here we go.
You hosted Mike at the latest episode and it was horrible. 3 exclamation points.
Oh no.
My guess is that you don't pay much attention to the Israeli-Hamas war. Mm. Understandable. Not really your problem. However,
I didn't start it.
Mike said horrible lies.
Mike said horrible lies.
Don't know if he did so intentionally or if he is very, very, very misinformed on the matter.
Mm.
Totally missed the point. Mm. Absolutely used fake news and supported the unsupportable Hamas murderers whose barbarous acts on October 7th are the reason for the great suffering that both Israeli and Palestinians are going through up until now.
Mm.
It's your podcast, so you can't hide under an ignorance argument.
Mm.
You are talking about matters of life and death, and if you don't understand the subject, you shouldn't discuss it at all.
Oh,
really? It. Think you should do something about it?
Wait a minute! I'm about to talk about the eclipse. Look out!
Really think you should do something about it because currently, without wanting to, you helped the dark and wrong side. Crying emoji.
You helped the dark and wrong side.
Sent for my iPhone, Shlomi.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Well, I mean, it sounds like I don't know. Why don't you go to Israel and do something about
That's
it?
That's my thing. You like, know, I go with Tiffany Haddish. Just go to Israel with her and you volunteer.
I didn't know she went.
She did.
Oh,
pretty
my
sure
God.
She was hammered. No. Tiffany's been a little... Lately.
That's hilarious. She yeah. just like blacked out, went to Israel and was like, oh shit.
I'm sorry, but I can claim ignorance. I yeah. am ignorant.
Oh my God, 100%. And people get mad at you if you don't talk about something. Right. And when you do talk about it, you should mention, like, by the way, I don't know what I'm talking
Thank
about,
you.
But if you want me to talk about it.
To quote the philosopher Michael Costa, I don't know anything about the Middle East. I'm from the Middle West.
Exactly. So it's like, what are you going to do?
I mean, that's really, I think, asking a lot of a podcaster, comedian, to sort of...
Absolutely. To, like, say the right opinion. There's so many opinions. How do you know the right one?
Yeah, I mean, even, like, Joe Rogan had that guy on recently. And, like, Joe Rogan, my leader, no, but he, yeah. you know, he's saying, like,
All hail Satan.
If you look at the numbers of, like, you know, the IDF seems like they're killing a lot more people than Hamas did in that terrorist attack. I don't know what to do, though. Like, is it an appropriate response? And there's also people, and maybe they're conspiracy theorists, but I always feel like you can find an article to support your opinion.
Anything.
Yeah.
Anything. And I also... Like, I'm never one to, like, jump on, especially when there's, like, a mainstream opinion where, right. like, everyone's like, this is the right side to take.
I know, and
like,
you're a piece of shit. Look at this cruise ship. Look at the size Whoa. Of that fucking gas guzzling.
Oh, my God, and there's a smaller boat.
Yeah, they're going to crash. Oh. Titanic.
Baltimore Part 2.
Baltimore, the sequel.
Dude, kiss.
I hate cruise ships. Have you ever been on a cruise?
Dude, way too many times.
Really?
And insane. You wouldn't even guess how many times I've been on a
She's
cruise.
She's too pretty to go on cruises, guys. Too
it's
pretty
crazy.
To be on the subway.
I went on 5 cruises.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's... You didn't learn after the first one?
Dude, it was with my family.
Yeah, they. Me
which
too.
Is so...
It's hard. You can't say no to a free cruise.
No, but it's horrible.
It's horrible.
Like the food.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
How are they supposed to keep it fresh when you're at sea? It's all this frozen stuff they put out in a buffet. It's like
yeah.
it's like one of those like Chinese corral or golden corrals at sea and the fucking obese people can't wait. They line up with their
oh
grubby sausage fingers. Fucking.
Even the salad it even feels like
oh,
not real.
I know.
And like it was man-made.
It's so bad. And
it's so bad.
And it's just
and
like.
And the people on there.
Oh, they're just.
J-class A.
Listen, I'll jump on your private yacht any day. I yeah. mean, beautiful
oh my God,
sailboat.
What
What's on top?
Is that NCL?
What's NCL?
I don't know.
What is that?
Norwegian
oh,
escape.
Yeah.
I'm sure they are.
That's, you yeah. know what? They're probably taking all the migrants and their debit cards.
They're picturing every them. Window is a debit card.
Shipping them out. I always am like shocked at the size of, I don't, how do you maneuver something that big in the great wide ocean? I mean, you think I'm going to know about the Middle East? I don't understand how cruise ships work.
Wait, do you think they put gas in the ocean?
Yeah. Right? Oh. Aren't they toxic as hell? They're probably killing fish.
Yeah, I can't even believe the ocean can hold it.
I don't understand buoyancy as a concept.
No, or science at all. Like today, I was like, what is happening
in the sky?
Dude, doesn't it feel like every 2 years, scientists are like, this eclipse, it's never going to happen again in 60 years. And it happens every 2 years.
There was one in 2017. Because I found some like really good nerds to sit next to. Like one of the girls I just happened to sit next to was an astronomy major.
Stop. Yeah. Outside?
Outside.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. That's nice.
She was this cute little Asian girl. And I was like cracking Perfect. Jokes with her because I had my dog. And I was like, do you want to write about her reaction in your thesis? And she's like, I actually don't have to write a thesis. I was like, I was kidding, you fucking dork. I don't care. And then another woman was like a straight up professor. And she was like telling us all this stuff. She's like, the last one was in 2017. And it's happening in Texas right now, and it's dark in Mexico, and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And I was like, what? I was like, then my friend Micah Fox, I always agree with her in hindsight. I should always be on board with her earlier, but I'm watching her story, and she's like, this is obviously just a way for the government to trick us to stare at the sun again.
And oh, my God. I think so, too. I looked directly into the sun
100 times
when it wasn't even cloudy out or dark out. I was like, is it happening? I was like, good God, they got me.
Shout out to my dog mom, Charlie. She gave me my glasses like a week ago. She's had me prepared.
Oh my God.
So I had my little sunglasses. So
I'm scared.
I was looking.
I saw Joe.
It can burn your retinas if you look right at it, I guess.
Do you think I'm okay if I can see now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, you didn't even need to see. You just have to follow Joe Rogan on Instagram 100%. And you saw the best view.
He got the best picture.
The best picture.
Yeah. I watched it. It was cool. Like, cause around here, I took a video too of all like every fucking nerd under the sun came outside of their jobs.
You were taking a video of the nerds while they were taking.
I was. That's I was so like, funny. Hey, who's doing all the coding? If you guys are out here, things are not getting coded. And, yeah. Oh, I don't think I posted it, Nicole. I'm sorry. She's going through. Oh, there's me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm super nerd.
That's good.
But yeah, it's. And then so I was. It was kind of cool to watch it from like beginning to end because just like the bottom corner was getting.
Dude, out here this looking video. For nerds.
It also looks like you're alone.
Such, I was, you look like there's no one around you.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I was like, Nicole, I was very alone. I was with Mabel. Like people who were like, I don't know what's nerdier, going to stare at the sun alone or meeting up with your friends to go stare at the sun. No. But this yeah, good. Mabel
was it cool? Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw, especially like from, it was cloudy, which was annoying, but from the beginning when it sort of started coming from the right bottom corner, I was like, oh, I see what's going to happen. And then,
okay, it's going to pass over. It's like, okay, I get it. No, I can really break this down for everybody.
Guys, do you think it's going to pass over? Let's take a vote.
I love how you're like confident. Say, I know what's going to happen. Okay.
Let's take bets. $50. Yeah. It goes this way. And then, yeah, I mean, the conversations with strangers was, you know, always the highlight of, and then of course, every person and their dog, and my dog's reactive a little. So they're all out there. So I'm trying to stare at the sun and keep my dog from eating every little fucking golden doodle that walks by. It was stressful.
Was she freaking out because of the moon?
Nah,
or no?
She's just a bad dog. No, she's okay.
Very untrained.
We gotta work on her. Justin Silver, I need your help. No, I gotta start putting her torture collar on. The thing is,
you gotta get her a torture cage. That's what you need. A torture room. It's like
Mabel, go in your spot and go in your room. But it's, have you seen this? It's the Stephen King movie where the guy's wife is getting electrocuted by the cage.
No, but that's like, what you need for your dog.
It's like a trilogy of Stephen King movies. There's like three different ones. One I think has a leprechaun in it, and one is a guy he's being tortured, right? But but the torture is watch your wife in this electric cage, and they keep zapping her feet. It was from my childhood.
That's crazy.
I think that was maybe a cat's eye. Yeah, because the cat sucks. Well, yeah, the cat is good.
Dude, there is some fact that they're like, did you know Stephen King was hammered while he wrote all of his books? I'm like, yeah like,
obviously. Yeah.
No shit. No There's shit. A leprechaun in one. What the fuck?
Yeah. See, the guy on the right, like right there, who's I don't know who that actor's name, but that's the guy that has to watch his own wife get electrocuted in this like cage.
Ooh.
And she's just getting zapped. It looks like she's doing like the hachima, like a dance, but she's just getting electrocuted.
So how does the cat play into this?
Okay, so there's a leprechaun. It's a trilogy. It's three separate movies.
Right.
There's a leprechaun that's coming and trying to kill a baby, like suck its breath out. And they thought it was the cat doing it, but it turns out very possible I'm mixing things up.
Oh my God.
Right? Is that, or a monster? Monster, not a leprechaun. Monster thing. Looks like a leprechaun, like a jester type monster. Yeah. And then the cat comes and saves the baby and breathes the life back into the baby. And then there's...
Oh, hell yeah, yeah, because cats rock.
My parents let me watch this way too young.
That's a scary-ass redhead.
Yeah, it stained my brain, this movie. Big time brain stain.
I've never seen it. Drew Barrymore? Everyone hated her for a second. I think she's cool now again.
She's so, like, I mean... It's fine.
If I met her, I would love her immediately.
Yeah.
You know, there's no way you wouldn't be obsessed with her. Yeah. But I think, I forget why. Oh, because the actors.
Oh, right. Her team during the strike, they were mad at her because she wanted to keep working or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the writers are mad. And it's like, well, she's like, I also have a whole crew to pay. I was kind of on her side.
Honestly, I don't know. Although all those like instances where everyone gets really mad at one person for like a second, I'm like, you guys are just so annoying. Yeah. The media is so annoying.
Yeah,
with
you
everything.
Guys are just jealous. Yeah, all the touching she does and the sitting on the
couch.
Okay,
that's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know. It is, I guess now it's her thing to like be, I guess, humping these people.
I don't know. If you're going to be like that intimate and vulnerable and act like a psychiatrist, you need to have a degree in psychiatry.
You need to have a degree to touch someone like that. You need to have sort of doctorate.
If you're going to intertwine your fingers in mine, I need you to be learned.
Yeah, but she could definitely touch me if she wants to. Like, not even in a gay way, but like, you know, some people are just like very, I don't know. I guess I like people to touch me. Not everyone, though.
I got a really good hug from somebody.
Oh, that's what I was thinking of when you posted that picture. Because you were posting a picture of someone
my
hugging
boyfriend.
You.
My boyfriend. How do you say my boyfriend normally? Because every time I say it, I go, my boyfriend.
My boyfriend. Boy.
My boyfriend.
My guy.
My guy.
My fucking guy.
Oh, I got a really good hug from Colin Quinn the other day.
Oh, God.
He lives on my...
We both came. It was really good.
He just gave me such a good, like, you know, like one of those hugs that could have been fast, but it's like, it was like a good, strong.
Yeah.
And we're both like Irish, touching and hugging, not our thing.
Yeah.
So when you get a good hug
it
felt like fatherly, you know? And I was bumping into him on my way to the gym and he was like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm going to work out. I was right under an equinox. He's like, you work out like a beast, huh? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, where are you going? Getting breakfast? He's like, yeah. And then he's like, why don't you go to the one that's closer to you? And I was like, oh, they have a better class schedule here. And he's like, oh, do they? So he really set me up to have a good workout. But I couldn't work out today because my goddamn dog made me roll my ankle.
Yeah,
look at that.
Ice it.
I iced it 2 times already.
No, ankles are like, honestly, they're the necks of the feet. You know? You gotta be careful with them.
I know. I'm so annoyed.
It's so annoying. Especially like white people. I feel like it's in our blood to just destroy our ankles.
Yeah, why?
Like we're like our biggest threat to ourselves.
We are.
Honestly.
What did you do? You tore a tendon?
I tore a tendon. I was just walking. Nothing touched me and it just gave out. It was so embarrassing. And
it's so funny.
And I fell on my back too.
My gosh.
I fell. I tried to catch myself, missed again. And then I turned and I fell on my back, New York City.
Yeah,
okay. And
brutal.
So like everybody saw
staring
me.
At you.
So many. And I'm just honestly.
Couldn't wait to help. I bet all these bros.
Oh
were like,
my God.
You want me to touch your breasts?
Yeah. Let me pick you up.
Do you need CPR? My ankle hurts.
Yeah, it's my ankle, dude. I was laying on the ground. I'm like, I'm not going to get up. Right? I was just laying
there. You're like, this is it. That's it.
Yeah, this is never good.
I don't want to do another spot.
No, I'm good. Someone shoot me right now.
Wait, can you what do you do? Do you go get like a scan, an x-ray?
Because it's I had to get an MRI.
MRI.
Yeah.
And then they see, did they show you? They're like, it's like a guitar string?
Yeah. I tried to read it myself because they sent me the
I was like, can you send me this in Braille?
It's like, I'm going to do this. I got it. Yeah, she's like, you see this? I couldn't even see what she was looking at, but she's like, it's clearly torn.
Isn't that funny?
It's when so I broke funny.
My, I guess I could see it because it like spiraled and it was like this ooh, when I broke my hand. But yeah, I've been shown x-rays before and they're like, your number 7 is obviously out of whack. I'm like, what about my number 6?
Yeah, number 6 looks good. Honestly, the whole thing looks fine.
Fine to me. Give me that paper.
Yeah. Just give me like Ambien or something.
Yeah.
I'll sleep it off.
And they told you to just stay off. It rest it
well I had to it. They told me to wear a boot and they told me to like they're like every time my foot doctor was like, are you staying off of it? I'm like, well, I had to like go to the grocery store. I have to go
what do they think groceries. We're fucking geishas that can just have like flower petals put on us all day?
And my foot doctor was like, I told you, you have to rest it. I'm like, what, how
much?
Give me money then. Pay for it.
Right.
Like, I can't afford to work.
I know.
I would love to, though. I just watched The Crown a lot.
I still haven't watched The Crown. I feel like it's like one of those things, like...
I'm telling you.
Is it so good?
It's so good.
My mom loves it.
It's so... One, it's just, like, a show that's, like, really well done.
Mm-hmm.
Two, it's dark. So, like, it's a great show for night.
Okay.
It always looks like there needs to be a lamp that's turned on.
Okay.
They need a lamp in there, honestly.
Because they probably didn't have electricity then.
Right.
Who's ignorant now?
And then...
Shlomi. Fuck you. Blow me. How about that? Shlomi.
That was good. And and they all talk in like the accents.
I do like that accent.
So relaxing.
It is relaxing and it makes you feel like you're smart. And then wait, when does Princess Diana come in?
The last 2 seasons.
Okay.
Yeah. All the acting is so good.
Yeah, I can get into that. I'm watching Shogun right now.
What's that? Shogun?
Shogun.
Shogun. Is it Irish?
No, it's Japanese.
Oh.
Shogun. Look at these guys.
Oh, we both can't do it in Japanese. Probably for the best.
Probably for the best.
Yeah.
Gonna get canceled so hard.
Where do you watch this?
Hulu.
Okay.
And it's so funny because my little friend Katie Hannigan, shout out to Katie Hannigan, goes, Karen, you're gonna love it. It's so good. I'm 17 minutes in, they're killing babies and cutting heads off. And I'm like, what the fuck, Hannigan?
Well, I'll be damned. It's my type of show.
It is like I have to put my glasses on and read everything because there's subtitles and like you got to pay attention all like the whole time.
Oh, it's not in English?
No, a lot of it is not in English. Some is. There's one character who's British who is a smoke show. Mm. He's very sexy. Who was I talking? Oh, my friend Emma. Shout out to Dog Mom Emma. She was like, his eyes are blue in real life. They're like stunning blue. But for some reason on the show, they give him like a darker contact and they make him like green, brown, whatever color that is.
Interesting. Well, he kind of looks more like Asian that way.
Yeah.
Does that mean
he's supposed to be like a British sailor, I think. And but then they're
I see
they're fighting with Portugal. It's like smart, like it's like history. Like
that's what I love. Love when there's like history embedded into like I'm learning something,
right? Because it's like you learned all this shit in like elementary, high school, and stuff. But
boring.
I did not commit it to memory in a way that it like. It's really lodged deep in my head, like a sinus infection.
Yeah. Yeah. I need like there was one YouTube video I never forget about like how Hitler came to power. It was like this whole like illustration type of thing. Yeah. And I'm like, I get it now. Right. Like, I understand. I
feel how like he like warped everybody's minds. Cause like they weren't doing well economically.
Exactly.
Right?
They're at like a low point in the game. And mm-hmm. then he was
blame
like,
blame it on the Jews.
Blame it on the Jews.
Hitler. What a douche.
What a fucking douche.
An asshole.
Hate that guy. Did you know me and Anne Frank have the same birthday?
Oh my gosh.
June 12th.
That's interesting. Are you a Gemini?
Yeah.
You're pretty normal though.
Wait, what are you?
Gemini shade. I'm a Taurus.
Oh, I have a lot of friends that are Tauruses.
Yeah, you have to because you're crazy. No, I'm kidding.
I honestly,
no, you're the most level-headed Gemini I've ever interacted with.
I am crazy though. I have it in me. It's not good. I try to resist it, but like, what can you do? Like,
give me examples of Gemini behavior.
Dude, this just happened. I just ended this thing with a guy and I was like, I wasn't insane, but no. I was. So basically like he's totally a very hot, like successful mm-hmm. type of guy. Mm-hmm. And he just, I guess, what happened? He was supposed to come to New York at some time and he didn't. And then I was just disappointed. And then I was like, let's just call this off.
That's totally normal to me, though. That's honestly, totally justifiable.
For sure. And then he got really mad at me. And then I was like, let's call it back on.
Game on. You're like Wayne's World with the hockey net. Game on.
Game on. And then I was like, let's just pretend this never happened. And he's like, okay. And I was like, game off.
Game off again. Came off again.
I unfollowed and yeah. I removed him as a follower.
Yeah.
And then I was like, let's never talk again.
Yeah.
And then a couple weeks later, I saw he was in New York and I was like, how you doing? And I honestly, I tell my friends this and they're like, there's something wrong with you. And I'm like, I don't know.
I mean, I might have done the same thing, I think.
It's also just like insecurities, you know, like.
What was he doing here if not to see you?
Well, you know, for work, he has like a nice job. He's like very successful mm-hmm. and not. I really studied this situation yeah. okay. and I realized like if people like comedians, I'm not intimidated by because mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, if they're a better comedian, then I can just work harder and become a better comedian.
Absolutely.
But he wasn't a comedian. Yeah. So I'm like, I can never work and be better than him.
Right. He's a dermatologist.
Yeah. He's a dermatologist.
She's like, look at this mole I cut off. Who's a dermatologist now? Yeah.
He's like, and so I think it's an insane way. I just am very competitive.
Yeah,
and
me
so
too.
It's like,
I find it sometimes hard to date a comic who's more successful than me.
I don't know if I've ever done that.
You'd know.
But I have dated a comic where I was like, I can see why this doesn't work at all because you both want to kind of be the star of the relationship and you can't.
It's hard. Yeah. Because if you need creative support from your partner and your endeavors and they can't because they're doing their own endeavors and you're like, I don't want to fucking support you. I'm not a fucking cheerleader.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm the star.
Tell me if this is funny. I don't want to tell you that's funny.
We are not working on jokes together.
Yeah.
No. It's tough. It happens sometimes. And I see it work all the time. There's, you know, great comedy couples out there. I do think it's challenging.
Oh no. Yeah. It's a shot in the, it's lucky if it happens. I think, but I don't know. I think nature, it's against nature.
Yes.
It's not,
it's, they don't want, I don't like a hard, fast rule of like, don't date a comic.
No, that's weird.
You're like, you can't help
just live your life.
Yeah. I like how my boyfriend knows that I'm a much better comedian than him, but he's a business owner, you know? So to me, he's like industry, like he owns a club. Like,
well,
that's hot.
Yeah, for sure. He's more of like an industry guy.
Yeah, I like that.
Does he own one club or multiple
clubs? He's going to open more. I inspire him.
Oh. That's amazing. That's exactly what you need, honestly.
I know, because nobody else is going to book me.
Like, Karen, that's exactly what you need.
Karen's crushing the Florida market right now. We don't know what happened. She can't get past the cellar to save her life, but she's killing in Tampa right now.
Wait, that's insane. You're not at the cellar?
Yeah, I shouldn't have brought that up. I'm sure Esty's listening.
Just wait until this podcast comes out. This episode, she's gonna be a hold the phones.
Wait a minute. Yeah, no, I think I'll just write her an email from Shlomi. Like, yeah. You're operating on ignorance right now. Yeah. Fucking give me some spots.
Just do it.
It's fine. It'll happen. I think I just have to get a little uglier.
Honestly, sometimes when I do a set and I don't have any makeup on, I feel like I do better.
Of course. When I dress like a slob, I kill harder.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Sherrod yelled at me that one time because I was just dressed like a full on, like no makeup, nothing, at like hoodie. But I'm still like bragging about making bank on OnlyFans, which is like very funny to me.
That's hilarious.
And he yelled at me. Granted, he was hammered, but he's like, "You don't look like your jokes.
You don't look
you
like
you need to dress like your jokes."
No, I absolutely. Like,
I don't know, dude. I had a great set. I think it was okay.
I don't think you do. I think people get it. Like, it's not like, oh, if you don't have makeup on, people can't imagine. Right. Or like,
use your imagination.
You're still as hot as you
Picture
are.
Picture the camera up here.
Yeah. It's like, no, you can do whatever.
I think it makes the women more comfortable. You get less of a, you know, I was at.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too. And it's less of a like, oh, she's hot and talented. Fuck her.
Fuck her. Back to my coding. I bet she can't code for shit. And they're right. I can't. I don't understand what it is. But I was at the mothership and they do like a door guy show on Sundays. So it's mm-hmm. most of the door guys who work there and like some other comics. And I ended up like closing it out. And I that place is such a fucking kill box. I love it so much. Like, wow. Bury me at the mothership. And I was in Little Boy, which is like the upstairs room, and just kill like everything. It's just like every scent is like boom, 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 boom. But there's one chick dead center. Her boyfriend is dying. He's clapping at premises, and she's like, it's like, this feels good.
Yeah.
But you feel those stares, and I'm just kind of like, he's gonna think you're cool if you chill and laugh at me. Like,
yeah. But also, do you think that guys think, like, sometimes I feel like guys also hold in their laughs if you look hot.
Yeah.
And like, it's the same way with guys.
It happens.
Too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just,
yeah, they will. They're sort of, especially if you're cute, the second you walk up there, there's this sort of air of like,
poor.
Let's see,
you know, honestly, if you're wealthy, you're not intimidated
it's
by
true.
A funny girl.
It's
you're not,
true.
You're just poor.
Love you, Al. You fucking peasants. That's why you're not laughing. You fucking.
Trust me, I would know. I've been on 5 cruises. So.
Al's on cruise control right now. Yeah, I always find that interesting.
You know, it's kind of fun. This is completely different, but on. I love on Instagram where I'll like look at videos or whatever, and then I'll see like. Like, you like the same video that
yeah,
I like.
We like the same yeah. weird shit.
Yeah, it was like that Pookie.
Oh,
girl.
Yeah, Pookie looks fire tonight. Yeah, I can't get enough of those two.
Dude, I was hating so hard.
I was too initially, and now I'm in love.
I'm in love. Yeah. I think they're so cool.
They're authentic.
They feel like really good people.
Yeah.
Like really nice people.
I agree. And they have good intentions. And the way they met, like he had a black eye the day that they met.
Yeah.
Because he played rugby. And
she
like,
probably thought he was like hotter than he was.
He is kind of like a poor man's Matt Damon.
For sure.
She's stunning. She's stunning.
Stunning.
I don't think she's ever blinked.
No.
But she is, yeah, their most recent one, she had on this other black dress and she just looks.
He's Matt Damon with a missing chromosome.
He really is. He really is.
Marquise boots.
She is so pretty though.
She and I, and you can just tell that like her love for him is so real.
It is. She loves him. And I don't know many women that would. And I love that for them. It makes me happy because, you know, everybody finds, and I'm sure they were initially got so much hate and they probably still do.
Yeah, for sure. But like, they're just good people.
They are good people and they're reaping the rewards of their pure, honest love. Like they're getting featured all the time. They're probably on Good Morning America. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like their love is very real.
Watch them have like, be like keeping people in their basement.
100%. There's so many Mexican kids. They're just drinking their blood every day. That's why they look so good. No, what were you gonna say?
We're like, yeah, they're just good people, and
they're good people who have adrenochrome at the ready or whatever that thing is.
No, I think they're good, and they deserve. I don't know. Some people, like, I feel like some people hate on anyone that's like wealthy or rich, but right. like some people, I'm like, yeah, they deserve it. I like. That they're happy.
Yeah. And it's like,
stop being such a bummer.
They're also creating things that are aesthetically lovely to look at. I enjoy it. I find it soothing and pretty.
Oh, yeah.
I like looking at her outfits. I like looking at her purses. I like looking where they go. They're in Italy. They're at Fashion Week.
Oh, my God. At the most like beautiful yeah. dinners of all time.
Yeah. It makes me happy. I don't get jealous of that.
Mm-mm. But do you ever see like someone like so those like life...
Like
a very emotional Instagram where it's like, don't kill yourself yet. And you see
like, who liked it? Yeah, Microscene. Microscene likes this.
And you're like, oh, no, damn, they're going through it.
I know. No, it's so funny. I'll do that. I was on a little tear where I was sharing like Gary Vee. Gary Vee went on a rant saying that if you talk negatively about your parents and they're giving you any type of financial support, like you're a piece of shit. Like if you don't want your parents to have an influence or a say, then stop taking the bag. Don't take the bag. And I was like, yeah, Gary, get him.
Yeah. Who is he talking about?
I mean, I used to date a trust fund kid. It was mostly, I wanted him to see it, but I don't think he did.
Although that's fine. And you were like talking shit about him.
I wasn't.
I mean, I think parents are different. It's like, yeah, if you're dating someone.
Yeah. I just was like, then there was another one because I don't know. I found this interesting because I know a lot of people who go to therapy and no judgment. Don't take this out of context and make me a piece of shit. I don't go to therapy. I work out.
Me neither. Not anymore. I used to.
Yeah.
But then I was like, it's making me feel worse.
Thank
like,
you. There's this chick, Abigail Schreier. She's not a chick. She's like a doctor.
Some bitch. I don't know. She went to college or something.
Abigail Schreier. She wrote this book called Irreversible Damage. And it's about this trend, young girls getting, you know, going like being transgender, turning into boys when back in the day they would just be called tomboys and like maybe even marry a man and eventually or just be a lesbian. Yeah.
I was called a tomboy.
Right. Like, yeah. But then the problem is now because of like social media and like they're feeling ostracized at school that they fall into these like chat rooms where they get like really influenced to like change into boys and like, you know, change their whatever. And it's fucking girls up. I listened to it on audiobook, whatever. I'm not that smart. But she was talking about, she said this thing that the constant rumination of your problems is a symptom of depression. So really good psychologists and behaviorists will try to break you of that pattern.
Right.
And be like, you know, go out. And she's like, that's why exercise is really good for you. Just running errands is good for your mental health. But constantly ruminating about the negative things in your life is just going to make them worse. But a lot of, you know, doctors who aren't that good at their jobs, they'll keep you doing that because then you're coming back. And
getting paid. Yeah. Yeah. No, 100%. Like, I feel like there was like childhood stuff like I worked through and then it's like at some point it's not gonna like get fixed because it's the past. You can't fix it. You can just like become aware of it. And then it's like talking about over and over again. And I'm like, I kind of like just always hate my dad now.
Yeah, right.
It's like, can't we just like move on? Yeah. And like, I don't know.
You're right. Yeah, I think you made a good move.
And my dad's, I love my dad.
Love your dad.
Yeah, yeah, he's cool.
You know, rarely people had like perfect childhoods. I mean,
yeah.
I had a pretty great one. Sometimes makes
it's
me
not that hard. Like, just kind of live your life.
You know, my parents love the shit out of me. My dad used to pick me up from soccer practice and drive me into Boston for my Boston ballet classes.
Oh my God.
It's really nice, right? So yeah, I had super supportive parents that were also like, the second I felt like quitting something, I could quit. I was never pressured to like keep doing it. So yeah, I don't know.
I just feel better after therapy, and I like ending. Also, my therapist, she fell asleep.
No.
While we were and I was just like, yeah, no. I just feel like we need a break. Like if you're this bored, like, right. I feel like I'm just like making things up at this point.
What were her like prescript? Like, what would she tell you to do in order to like move forward and heal?
Honestly, we were just talking about like every week. It was like different every week. It was never consistent. And then we got to a point where I was coming to her and I was talking about these TikToks I saw that were really helpful for me.
Okay.
And then she was like, she would just get kind of like annoyed that I was just talking about how these like TikTok therapists
are better
like,
than her.
Yeah, essentially.
You're like, you should get on TikTok, bitch.
Yeah. I was like, these people are making more valid points that are like giving me like more resolve than like this.
Right.
So I ended it and now I'm therapy free. And now I think all the, like, oh, you're not in therapy? That's like so cringe.
I agree.
It's like,
why do you need me to be therapy? That's very telling of you.
And it's also there's just things that people repeat, not because they believe them, but because they hear them all the time.
Yes. They're just regurgitating shit that they're probably their therapist that's fucking soaking them for money every week is telling them to say.
It's that. And it's also just like, just be your own person. Also, like when people say, I hate country music. No, you don't.
No, you're just not listening to the right songs.
You just think you're cool and you live in New York City.
I know.
You're not.
I have been listening to more and more country lately.
I have been. And it's so annoying how everyone's now coming out with a country album while everyone, like before. I'm like, come on.
I know.
I like good country though.
Yeah.
There is, do you know who Jason Isbell is?
No.
Oh, he's great.
I'll listen
he's
to him. He's great.
Someone just tried to accuse him for, what is he? He uses, someone who works for him is a woman. And then everyone tried to, he kind of looks trans there.
Nice.
Which is nothing is wrong with that.
No.
he's not.
I'm like wondering, like Tyler Childers.
Yes, I love him.
And
Feathered Indians.
Yeah, I like the song All Yorn.
All Yorn by Tyler.
Yeah.
I don't know if I heard that one.
I like it. And then my other one that I like, The Red Clay Strays.
Oh, I love them.
They're really good too.
I want to see them in concert. I looked to see like where they were playing.
Yeah. They have this one song that I play all the time. It makes me think of me and my boyfriend.
What is it?
It's called Wondering Why.
Yes. Oh my God, we're so gay. We're so sensitivo deep down.
You know, I like all different kinds of music. Sometimes, I mean, there was a while I was listening to a lot of Bad Bunny. I kind of blame Giulio Gallerati for that, but whatever. I was like really into that. I just kind of go through phases, but country music and these songs, like the lyrics I think are really like meaningful and mm-hmm. deep. And a lot of times they're kind and romantic, and that's... I guess that's like the
state
that I've been in. And you know what?
Sometimes it's just nice to like hear a song that's not about death. You right. know, it's like, does everything have to be so deep? Like, why can't it just be about like riding on your tractor?
Yeah.
And like, sure, you're a billionaire. I don't care. Your voice sounds good.
Sounds like velvet.
Sounds like fucking velvet.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And when people are like, want you to be in therapy, and I'm always like, confused by that, like I'm like, have I done something to hurt you?
Yeah,
like why do you think?
Yeah, you have no idea who I am or like how I act,
right?
Or like all my interactions with you have been positive.
Yeah,
and you think I need to go into therapy?
See, that tells me that you aren't healed yet, because if you need everybody to do all of this like work, I do like repeat to myself, and I've been like saying this to, you know, my mom and my sister lately, because we're at odds, but it's like, I can do nothing for you but work on myself, and you can do nothing for me but work on yourself. And like, I don't mean that as like, you know, therapy day in, day out. Like for me, that's like sunshine, exercise, natural mm-hmm. dopamine hits. I'm on like day 14. I quit smoking marijuana.
What?
I know.
Stop it.
Yeah, I'm too perfect now.
Wait, what do you do for the...
Who the fuck is that?
It's my mom.
I can tell. Her picture came up. Speak of the devil.
Speak of the devil. What do you do for natural dopamine hits?
I throw my dog a frisbee.
Oh, that's smart.
Nothing gives me more, like, and I mean, this is like 6:30 a.m. I don't wake up happy. I'm not a fucking, you know, cherub falling from the sky. I wake up and I need my caffeine. But the second I see how happy my dog is, it's just a pure, she's so happy to work and just so happy that she can run.
Yeah.
And catch and jump.
And you're like, God damn.
Right. Like seeing her that happy brings me happiness.
That was kind of like me on the train over here. There was a guy, he like more than half of his face was burned off. Mm. And I was like, I feel so blessed, you know? And it's like, it's kind of a fucked up way to like think about like your blessings. Right. But I was like,
yeah.
Come on. You're right. It's a good day.
Yeah.
I was like, only my pussy's burned off. This guy's face. Everybody sees that.
No, I do too. Every time I see like a disabled person, I try to have empathy for obese people. I try.
Lord knows I try.
I just am like, I do like internalize it in a way that's like, I'm so grateful that I have a body that works for me.
Yeah.
And
I'm able to like do all these things. You're like when you see like old people or anything, and you're just like, I get to like, I don't know, go take the stairs.
Right. And I see, especially if I, you know, I see some people with like, I don't know, they got a bum leg or something, or they got like just like a deformity that you can tell is like totally from birth, like, you know, like a kooky hand. You know,
totally from bar. Yeah, dude.
Like that.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm so lucky. I'm so lucky. And I also like, I say my little, you know, maybe they're real. Maybe they're not, little like fake prayers. I'm like, I wish them well. Like, I hope that their life isn't so hard. I hope they have good things.
It's so healthy to be spiritual. It's so healthy to like put out good things into the world, whether it's like religious or not religious. Like, I'm not really religious, but I am like a spiritual person. Yeah. Like I do like the white girl way of just like making it my own, you know?
Yeah.
And I love it. Yeah. It makes me happy. It's so good.
We wish you well, you booger eaters.
You fucking losers.
All right. Do you want to tell people how they can follow you, how they can support you?
Oh, yeah.
Bring it on home.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot. You can follow me on Instagram at _LOrlando_ and just you know, look me up online, check out my shows at lorlandocomedy.com, and I'm headlining in Austin in June 22nd.
Nice. That'll be great. I think I'll already be in Austin when this comes out, but if it's not out by the first week in May, I'm at the Netflix is a Joke Festival. You guys know that. Joelis rented a house and I'm living in it for the week. I know. So we're going to do live pods, shows, premiering a couple short films. It's going to be good. So buy tickets to that.
I want to go.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye. Throwing ass on the ground, getting laughs at the stand. Only she can, only feet hands. It's only. Only. It's only feet hands.